Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Glad to partner with you again this week.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
Absolutely, Stephen. Do you realize that almost 60 communities in northern Israel have only 15 seconds to seek shelter when sirens go off? That's actually an improvement since it was zero before the IDF pushed Hezbollah forces up from southern Lebanon. Strikes on many bridges over the Litani River since the beginning of Operation Roaring Lion have enabled this. Hezbollah terrorists use the bridges to transfer weapons, rockets, launchers to advance and carry out terror attacks against IDF soldiers. Targeted ground operations carried out an operation following intelligence indicating the presence of weapons in a school in southern Lebanon. Inside the school, hundreds of weapons were located, including anti-tank rockets, grenades, launchers, explosive devices. This is an exploitation of civilian population to advance Hezbollah's terrorist objectives. The IDF also completed the largest coordinated strike targeting more than 100 Hezbollah command centers and military sites in just 10 minutes. Tragically, an Israeli soldier was killed and five others wounded during a clash with Hezbollah gunmen. Staff Sergeant Tuvel Yosef Lifchitz, 20, was the 12th soldier to be killed in Operation Roaring Lion. Meanwhile, off the coast of Lebanon, a 4.7 earthquake struck in the Mediterranean Sea.
Wow, things are shaking. What about central and southern Israel?
Following a direct missile strike in Haifa, four people were killed in a collapsed building, including a citizen of the Philippines. As well, a woman about 90 years old is in critical condition after falling on her way to the shelter. In other incidents in Haifa, a 79-year-old man was hit by stone debris that flew due to the shockwave of the impact, and four people were injured. One good news, the Western Wall has reopened for Jewish people and others to pray.
That's both tragic and good news. What about the war with the Iranian regime?
Well, the IDF continues its efforts to further dismantle the Iranian terror regime's fire and air defense systems after successfully hitting 130 air defense systems in Iran. Following Iran's latest ballistic missile attack on southern Israel, Megan David Adom treated two 15-year-old boys who were hurt by a blast, apparently from a cluster submunition. Defense minister spoke the following, quote, "Air Force strikes on key sites in Iran's petrochemical industry have crippled their operations. Over the past 2 years, the petrochemical industry has generated about $18 billion for the Revolutionary Guards and directly supports Iran's ballistic missile production industry." Unquote.
Is there anything more, Suzanne? And how should we pray this week?
You likely heard an American plane was downed in Iran. A great rescue was ensued. The first pilot rescued within hours. The second pilot bravely climbed approximately 7,000 feet to hide in a cleft until rescued 2 days later. Amazing. God can hide us in the cleft of the rock, literally. Finally, one last nugget. Amongst the continued challenges of the war, Israelis celebrate the many new lives brought into the world. Since February 28, hundreds of babies have been born in protected shelter delivery suites of underground hospitals. In the spirit of the times of Operation Roaring Lion, the new babies are wrapped in special onesies, reading, "Sweeter than honey and brave and strong as a lion." This week, let's agree in prayer for the following. Swift and strategic action in Lebanon and Iran to dismantle terrorist organization for the protection of Lebanese, Iranians, and Israelis. Comfort for the elderly, parents, children who experience trauma in the midst of war. The current two-week ceasefire results in peace in the Middle East. More and more Canadians standing up against anti-Semitism and show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada and declare Psalm 116 over Israel. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as we are commissioned by Deuteronomy 11:12 that says, "The eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since His eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel."
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
It's always my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, we say thank you so much for your prayers and shalom. Peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.